sweet Christmas.
Thank you for that, Daniel. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nerd New York, the show. Well, we're not at York College today because we're doing something different. We're here backstage at Rock Comic Con. I'm really excited for this. This is going to be fun.
Oh, gosh, I'm backstage at a rock concert. This is too awesome.
And I'm here joined by...
Suzanne Slade.
Welcome, Suzanne. So before we get into some music, we want to talk about some stuff that is going on. Obviously, Comic Con, but also last week... Luke Cage.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh, it feels good. That show was awesome. I give if I'm gonna give it a grade now, 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm still warming to it.
You're still warming to it?
Still warming to it. I don't know if he's the best leading man.
Oh yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, when I was watching this, like the first 10 minutes, like in the barbershop.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is exactly how it is. This is what this is how it is in a black barber shop.
I think they did capture Harlem really well.
Yeah. I think they did do that, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm.
Because if you have been to Harlem, everyone in Harlem knows each other.
Right.
Although it's kind of big, it's sort of small because everyone literally knows each other.
Yeah. It's the best of both worlds, like that. Yep. Big little town feel.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I did enjoy the cameos that were in there. The musical cameos.
Yes.
Method Man.
Jadena.
Faith Evans.
Oh, man.
Sway.
Sway.
Yes. I think Sway and Heather B was the best cameos. I did not expect that at all.
I didn't expect it either, but I love the... I am now hooked on Jadena's tracks.
All I really knew was Classic Man.
Wow.
That's it. Classic Man. Wow. And that song he did with Janelle Monae, Yoga?
Yeah.
Yeah, but his new track...
Long Live the Chief Man.
Yeah, like, singing that and Con Malice is just there, like, that's right, I'm the Chief.
Yeah. And it's like... God. And this show is so great because it's like... Yes, the action... for me, the action... if it was a con about it, the action was kind of lackluster. Because, yeah, Luke... He can't be hurt by anything, so there's no stakes to him. Like,
I'll be honest, that's the best part for me. It's a bulletproof black man in a hoodie.
Yeah, but it's like I feel like human struggle. There's still a human struggle because everything's attacked around him, and it's about how much he can take outside. Because even though he's bulletproof, not everyone else around him.
That is very true. Before we spoil stuff, Suzanne, how far have you gotten?
Only episode 2, so don't spoil too much.
Okay, okay.
Oh, God, finished.
Wow.
We finished this.
I'll be honest, I try not to rush it, but it was just so addicting.
This is my third Marvel show I've finished within 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I did. Jessica Jones was really, really quick for me.
Yeah.
I do like Luke Cage's story.
Yes.
And I do like the way that they showed, you know, Harlem and everything. That was really, really fun. I don't know.
You know what the whole weird thing is?
What is?
With Luke Cage, I can go back and watch the entire series. With Jessica Jones, I can't do that. I watched it once and I'm like, I'm done because this hits too hard. This is too heavy.
It's exhausting.
It is. It's more of a noir, I like to say.
Yeah, it's very exhausting watching that show.
It is.
I still can't get over the fact that the Doctor was that evil.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you see, you spoiling stuff, dog. You can't be doing that.
No.
Wait, that's Jessica Jones.
Yeah, that is Jessica Jones.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm thinking about the other Doctor.
Oh.
Sorry. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. You did not hear that.
Me.
All right, so what else is going on? Oh, have you guys heard about the Killer Clown situation?
Yes!
Why is that a thing?
I remember there was a guy in a banana suit I was a kid that was luring people into the woods with a knife. A guy dressed as a banana.
What?
I would go with a guy that was dressed as a banana. I feel like I'd be like, okay, this is weird, this is original, but like...
Yeah.
Not clowns, no.
Are you afraid of clowns?
I'm terrified of clowns.
Was it because of it?
No, I actually got lost at the circus when I was about 8, and I saw them all getting ready, and they were all these like old gruff men like cursing, and like so they had half their makeup on, and it was like really creepy for me.
Was
and
it?
They're like, "Get out of here, kid!" And I was like, "Oh yeah, they're not nice."
Yeah, a lot of clowns like
they're sad.
They're just miserable clowns.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing about comedians and clowns alike. Like, they're all sad on the inside, and the only way they make feel better is to make us feel better.
Yeah. I legit think it, like, ruined a whole generation of kids, and I feel like that's the reason why they're afraid of clowns.
I jump over grates. I still jump over grates. I do. I admit it.
Do you know they're doing the remake for It?
Yes.
Wow. What do you guys think about that?
The original It was kind of campy for me.
Uh-huh. The ending was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so bad. So hopefully they can do a little bit of a better job. But Tim Curry, I mean, come on. He's great.
Yes.
Because Tim Curry is the man.
Yeah.
But have you guys ran into clowns as of yet?
No.
Because they are here in New York.
No, I have not ran into any clowns. I work out in Long Island, so, like...
Oh, yeah, they're definitely going to be in Long Island.
Yeah, there's a really good chance. Yeah.
I'm like... So I'm getting... So once work gets out, I'm like, I'm gone.
And you work at a hotel, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Daniel's just running.
I'm like, the bus stop is right there. I'm like, I'm just waiting.
See, this would be a good time for you to have a car, man.
Yes, I am.
You need that.
I'm going to get my driver's license soon. Like,
clowns need cars.
No. Yeah. But my whole thing is, like, sometimes I see the videos and the people in the clown suits. There are people in cars, and they see the clown people like, dude, if anything happens, you can just run over the clown.
Yeah, that's true.
I did see one clip of a group of guys in a car, but they actually got out the car and jumped the clown. I was like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Wow.
If there's a group of you, yes. That's
yeah, there was legit like three of them.
Jeez. Man.
Like, I mean, I get it. It's like, it's Halloween season and all, but like...
Yeah, but like this 2016 has been too goddamn weird.
It really has.
There's
a little too much going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's
everybody
a whole
needs to calm down.
There's a whole thing with Harambe going on, and then we have killer clowns, and then everyone is just dying.
Yeah.
Like Prince and David Bowie.
That was the worst.
Yeah.
And Alan Rickman.
Yeah. Alan Rickman. Like, come on. Not okay.
It is not okay.
George Michael dies. That's it.
Because I think it takes.
Yeah. George Michael, Stevie Wonder. Like, it's a wrap.
Don't even. Somebody
stay around Stan Lee for like ever right
now. Right.
this is Stan Lee's like last New York Comic Con, right?
Man, I'm mad.
But he's old.
I know he's old, but.
He's in his 90s.
I get it.
I mean, they already like did all his cameos for the upcoming Marvel movie, so like he's good. Stan Lee just needs to like chill out.
Please put him. Can we just have him voice freaking out? What's it called? What's his name? Uatu the Watcher.
Why? Like, he old, man. Let him relax. The man lived a long life.
Because that way I have...
Go to the spa.
Hear Uatu's voice, I hear Stan Lee's voice, and his voice will live forever in my head.
Daniel, the man has lived a long life, okay? Like, let him relax, okay? You know it's like $100 to get a picture with them, right?
Yeah.
At Comic-Con.
Duh.
It's worth it. I feel like, is it worth it? I think it is.
It's worth it. Because the man... is a legend.
Only if I could like kiss him on the cheek or something, or like put him on my back, like back Yoda.
I don't think they'd allow it.
No, yeah. I don't even think he'd be cool with it.
Just really, really quick, I'd be like, come on, get him on my back.
I don't know. Like security is gonna jump on you if you try.
I think that would be worth it.
Yeah,
they could jump me like a killer clown. It'd be fine.
Yeah, I think it legit would be worth it. That's a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah, Stanley on your back.
That's something to tell your kids, like, you know, when I was young,
I had Stan Lee on my back, the security guards tackled me, but boy, God, darn it, it was so worth it.
Those two broken arms were so worth it.
Yes! Alright, so like I said before, we are backstage here at Rock Comic Con, and what anniversary is it? I think it's the
10th.
10 years you guys have been doing this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know how old I was 10 years ago?
59.
I was in 6th grade.
Wow.
Yeah. So what do you think has made Rock Comic Con so successful throughout the 10 years?
I think there's a camaraderie with all of these bands.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, some people have jumped out and they've jumped into other nerd bands, and we just keep everybody in the same circle. And I don't, in the whole nerd genre business and music, a lot of people don't do that. It seems like we're the only group of nerd bands that stay together, whereas some really branch off and they'll, you know, ditch it when they get going a little bit faster, and we don't do that. That's why we're able to do it.
Yeah, because...
And we use all artists, too.
That
comic
is true.
Comic book artists, we always have them with us. It's a big family.
Yeah, and I have gone to a past show, and it's and I'm here now, and it's like, I see the same bands.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you guys are a big family almost.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah. And we like add different things, like Greg Zietner was in H2 Awesome as a drummer, and now he's got his emo teenage band, Dark Little Corner.
Wow.
So it's like everyone's branching off and doing different things. It's cool.
So what bands are you in?
I'm in Daenerys and the Targaryens, Game of Thrones punk.
Absolutely.
And then I play bass for H2 Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can I be honest about something? I've never actually seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
Get out.
I've already done this to him plenty of times. Plenty of times.
I'm not subscribed to HBO, man.
Neither are we. We just did, like, you know, watch parties and stuff.
Exactly. Or like,
who pays for that stuff anymore? Pirates?
I do. I pay for it like an adult.
No, man.
We're all pirates, man.
Yeah. You gotta just find that stuff.
Exactly. Like, come on, man. How many movies have you seen on the internet for free?
You're not wrong.
There you go. Like, it's not gonna be hard. It's not gonna be hard. And like, yo, you are like, you know how behind you are, man. You know how many seasons out there?
Hey, dude, if I can catch up to, if I can finish like 100 episodes in what, a week, I'm good.
All right. It's a challenge. I'm gonna say that. I'm gonna accept.
Have you met me? Have you met me? I've literally sat for a Luke Cage. I sat just in my bed for the next 13 hours. Do not bother me. I just had like a
Not joking.
I had two pizzas. I had like a bunch of chips and some soda. Like, this is happening.
And you last that long for 13 hours?
Yep. Not actually 14 hours. I had to take a break.
Okay,
that makes
good.
Sense. You need to pee or something. Yeah,
exactly. Holy fuck, man. Hey, I could actually say fuck here now.
Yes, we can actually curse on our freaking. Because wow, it's weird. I'm usually so used to censoring myself.
Yeah, you're right. But
fuck that.
Fuck.
Exactly. It's like a big South Park episode. So back to you, Muse. So what inspires you for, of course, obviously for Daenerys and Targaryens? It's definitely Game of Thrones, heavily referenced.
Yes.
And so is your music based on the seasons that Daenerys is going through?
So we do a couple of songs about her, but we focus on all the characters.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, she's just the coolest and the strongest, so that's why we named it after her.
Are you House of Targaryen?
Yes. Well, so we've got in the band, we've got Daenerys.
Yes.
We've got King Tommen.
Uh-huh.
We've got the Septa. We've got...
Please explain this to Daniel. He has no idea what you're talking about.
I know Daenerys is the one with the dragons.
Yes.
Very good.
That's all.
Very good.
That's.
We've got our Varys, and we've got Samwell Tarly. So we've got every other house as well, but yeah, I mean, like, inspiration wise like, we've just got to like keep up. Like, anytime there's a new character that does something, we got to write about it.
Nice.
So that everybody gets excited, you know, like, you just got to keep that energy up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So also, what do you think is your most popular song?
So we always open with the same one. It's called Drake Chorus, and so I speak in High Valyrian in it.
I do remember this.
Yeah.
How did you memorize that?
Oh my god, it took a while, because even the videos I watched, they said that she had trouble, like Amelia Clark had trouble learning High Valyrian.
Wait, you spoke a made-up language?
Yeah, I speak a made-up language.
I mean, Trekkies speak Klingon.
And then there's people who speak Elvish.
Yeah.
Yes.
I speak High Valyrian.
Yeah.
But only that speech.
Okay, I was going to say, is it like fluent? Like, how did you even...
No, it's just a lot of practice, but I'm like, we have to throw that in there. But so that's a good one. But we've got it. I mean, I don't know. We've got some good ones. We've got one about Theon, the other white meat.
Yes.
That's a whole song about dicks. So That one's really fun. Like, that's probably, like, my favorite because it's just so stupid.
That's
so stupid. Yeah. Okay. But it's blast.
I mean, I would get into some Game of Thrones talk, but, like, annual here.
I know. That's, like, major spoilers.
Okay.
Man.
Is there anything else we can talk about? Like,
yeah, we could talk about H2 Awesome.
Yeah, H2 Awesome.
All right, so tell us about the formation of H2 Awesome.
So H2 Awesome, they started a while back, and I wasn't a part of it, and I loved them. They're so great. It's all just pop culture and pretty easy references, I would say. I would say, like, H2 Awesome is, like, easy on the ears because you're like, oh, I know about that. Like, I know Star Wars enough to know that or whatever. So that's why I say it's more pop culture. But even just, like, adding different things, like, we've been playing out at the Alamo Draft House, which is a big movie house where they, you know, eat food and drink beer and stuff.
Yeah.
And we started writing songs for, like, bad movies. So we did a song called Brundlefly for the Fly.
Nice.
We did a whole one about Crom. What if Crom was one of us for Conan the Barbarian. So, like, we're always just writing about anything.
Please tell me you have a song about The Room with Tommy Wiseau.
Our dream is to meet Tommy Wiseau.
Yes. Have you seen The Room?
I have, yes.
You have to do a song about it. Just have, like, random quotes like, what are you doing, Lisa?
That would be
You're tearing
amazing.
Me apart.
That would be pretty amazing.
And you could be like, oh, hi, Mog. It could just be room
just
references.
All just quotes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Did you ever, who is it? There's a punk band, and I can't think right off the top of my head, but they do only quotes
from
of their favorite 80s movies, and that's what the song is called. These are our quotes from our favorite 80s movies, and it's just a song full of quotes.
Wow.
You guys should do that, but with just terrible movies.
Yeah.
So The Room and then The Fly and... What else is, like, a real terrible movie?
I mean, we do, like, there's a song, Why So Serious, and that is all...
That is about the Joker, right?
Yeah, and that is all from the movie.
Exactly.
It's just the whole thing is a quote.
I think I actually played that on my show before.
Yeah.
It starts with, do you want to know how I got these scars,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We even do that in Daenerys. We sing a song called Shame.
Yeah.
And that's all, if you know Game of Thrones, the High Sparrow's entire speech about Cersei's shame walk.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to say his speech and put it to music.
Yes. I think that's one of the beauties of just nerd culture in general. It's like, if you just say a whole bunch of quotes, people are just going to be like, wow, I remember that. And just put some music into it. It's just going to be accepted.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck yeah. It's so much fun.
So do you feel that nerd culture is now pop culture, and how do you feel about that, if so?
I think it is. So, like, there's definitely those things of, you know, we want to hold on to our little things as nerds. But now it's a little bit more accessible, though. Like, with Daenerys, we've been able to play at, like, regular bars, and people recognize
it.
And that's cool. You know, I mean, there's definitely, like, these, like, the Comic-Cons and stuff are out of control.
Yeah, New York Comic-Con is the second largest right next to San Diego.
Yeah, it's just all merch, and it's terrible. But I think, like, I don't know, I think Marvel, like, with all the movies, they definitely brought things into the forefront where anybody can be a nerd now.
Right.
But then you do find, like, there's still subcultures
of
that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And like, do you think it's really, like, people are angry, like, the people who grew up got beat up for being nerds?
Totally. I remember I pushed a kid down because he cursed me out in Klingon, and I called him a nerd, and I pushed him down in elementary school. Now we're friends.
A person cursed you out in Klingon? That's amazing.
It's amazing.
What exactly did he say?
I can't remember, but it was something like, I mean, he was like spitting and yelling in my face.
And he just knew it was a curse.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was bad, and I was like, no! I was probably more scared.
Right.
But, I mean, that was pretty, that was pretty amazing. But, yeah, I think there's... like, things that I did, I grew up with a bunch of guys, and, like, things that, like, you know, it's like, okay, like, we were kind of made fun of for this, but we used to really stand up for ourselves and try not to get beat up.
Exactly. And now it's just wild because, like, box office smashes are just Marvel movies, and then Star Wars just killed the game again.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I think like it's personally like I think it's fine to see like our stuff finally being praised, but then it's also like, yeah, we were teased for this, and now you guys just want to hop on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
And like, where are you gonna be 10 years later when this stuff isn't cool again, huh?
Right. And I think it's also interesting when they made the Warcraft movie, because it's right. Like everybody is always making fun of kids who are playing Warcraft.
And, yeah,
I'll be honest, that Warcraft movie is so trash.
I didn't see it. Oh, good. It looked bad.
I fell asleep.
I wanted to see it, but it's like,
don't.
I like. It's just like. It's supposed to be the one good video game movie, like...
Oh, no. Oh, we still have another video game movie coming out.
Wait, what?
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right,
Michael
yeah.
Fassbender.
I like Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
But okay. I don't know.
I don't think they should be making video games.
The problem with video game movies is that there's a level of... Like, control... When you have video games, you control the narrative.
Of course.
You control the story.
Uh-huh.
But with movies, you just... You still... And you have a... You connect to the video games. Like, you would do what you would have done. Like, I wouldn't do that. I would just... Like, stupid.
Yeah, and you're just leaving up to some, like, big exec.
Exactly.
You know, that's like, no.
Ratchet and Clank also suck, too.
Like... And the game, the game was freaking awesome.
Well, of course.
Wouldn't it be amazing if they did like a Donkey Kong movie, but it was just that one level, and it's just just an ape throwing barrels the whole thing, like for an hour.
Video game movies.
It could just be like a silent film.
If Nintendo won't give us a Legend of Zelda movie, what makes you think they'll give us Donkey?
I bet they will. I bet you they will.
They probably will. Do I want that though? Like a nice animated feature?
Like I would like
a nice animated feature would be good, but not real.
No. They'll piss off the fans.
They'll ruin it.
They'll piss off the fans if they do that. That's like if they ever give Link a voice.
No. Oh yeah, no.
Like we've tried that actually with the cartoon. We don't speak of it anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Okay. Like, why are you referencing that? Wasn't that like in the 80s?
Hey man, it's all, so was Captain N and the Game Master, but
Captain N was cool though.
Have you seen that cartoon?
I have seen Captain N because Nostalgia Critic talked about it. It's not like, let me watch it, and then I actually did like it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take a short break, and Suzanne, what song should the listeners listen to right now?
Like from us?
Yeah.
What should they be listening to?
Sorry to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. You know what? We've got a really cool Drowned God song. We're pretty punk, but it gets pretty metal. It's a good one. That's one of our favorites right now to play. I don't know if it'll resonate, but, you know, it's a good one.
All right, so we're going to be right back. And also, today's sponsor here at Nerd New York is also brought to you by A, Rock Comic Con, okay, and B, Bootios. Bootios!
Then make sure you ain't booty.
We'll be right back.
Here I stand in a world that's not my own. Not my choice to be the last, but I'm not alone. Come with me, we're gonna set the world on fire. Oh, trust me, we can always go. Go, you were my son, I miss you so. Caldro, go, my cherry popped and I did grow. A baby boy with lizard skin that I did love. Now he's gone and so I pray to my dragon.
Dragons!
back here at Rock Comic Con Nerd New York.
Hello, everybody.
All right, and here we are with the band...
My Dark Little Corner!
And they have just got done performing, and guys, I just gotta tell you, I did not know what to expect, but what I got was pretty entertaining, let me tell you that first off.
My gauges fell out of my ear, and now...
Kyle's gauges fell out of his ear, guys.
Now my mom's gonna be even more pissed because it was gross with them in, and now she's gonna be pissed because I look like a weirdo with them out.
So you guys are in fact teenagers. How old are you guys anyways?
I'm 16 and a half.
I just turned 18.
I'm 19. I'm the oldest. 17 and a half.
17 and a half. And guys... What do you guys feel like your overall premise as a band? What is your overall message?
No jocks.
Yeah, definitely not jocks, unless they watch Gundam, or if they play Final Fantasy Tactics, I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, no jocks allowed, unless they like AFI and play RuneScape.
You guys seem very, very angry. What are you angry at?
Try literally everything.
We
hate the government, state and local, mostly local government, because they made it so that that no big corporations could come into town, so the subway got kicked out.
I hate the local government because every time we try to take one of the street signs down and hang them in our room, they yell at us.
Isn't that illegal, though?
Oh! Whose side are you on? Yeah. Are you a teenager?
Are you part of the local government?
I think we have
on the school board, probably.
I think I saw you in a PTA meeting.
I fucking hate school.
How many times have you guys been in trouble with authority or the law?
So many times. Before I say that, I love it when the teachers union makes a fuss because then they go on strike and we miss school.
We love internal strife when it involves adults, but not when it involves the band because we are best friends.
We are best friends.
Also, how many times have we been in trouble with the law? More times than I literally know how to count.
Oh man, almost every week after band practice, I get pulled over just for being a teenager. And you know what though? I'm straight edge, so it's like, what does he even think about I'm doing, you know? Evan has never even taken ibuprofen because he knows that straight edge is the way to go.
No drugs, no sex, and no liking my older brother.
Please tell us about your older brother. Why do you not like him?
Oh man, my older brother Colin is a total freaking...
We're just seeing a picture of someone drew a drawing of so Kyle sick. In mid tonight.
Art's rad.
And he didn't rad. See and he didn't see and he didn't get the part because I get so nervous that I chew on my tongue, but he didn't get that detail, so I'm a little pissed.
Oh, that's all right. I thought he was an anime.
I think he might be older than us. Like, he might be 21.
That's how come he doesn't notice the details about teen life.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like you guys, as a band, has a very punk sort of vibe, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, punk every day.
You guys are very, very rebellious. I would like to ask, who are some of your musical influences?
Where to get started?
I'll start. AFI, Blink-182, Green Day, Offspring, My Chemical Romance,
Papa Roach?
A Simple Plan.
No!
Papa Roach, they're jocks!
They're jocks!
Saves the Day!
MXPX.
MXPX.
Thursday.
No Effects. Taking Back Sunday. Thursday.
Yeah. Thrice.
Thrice.
Brand new.
Brand new. Early November.
Sting and the Police.
Yeah.
Juliana Theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are literally thousands.
Thousands.
I love all of those.
Alternative.
Yeah. Captain, we're sinking. The story so far.
The song Sugar We're Going Down.
The song Sugar We're Going Down.
Under the Cork Tree.
The sound of metal hitting bone.
The sound of my dad getting a flat tire.
Yeah.
The sound of a pen scrawling words in a journal.
The sound of someone yelping because they have a pebble in their shoe.
The sound of a tattoo machine piercing flesh.
The sound of a tear hitting a journal.
The sound of my mom's sewing machine sewing patches on my jacket.
The sound of music, the movie. When that VCR gets all fucked up and it goes, the hills are alive, the hills are alive, the hills are alive, the hills are alive.
Yeah. That's so fucking rebel.
What about the sound of internet modems?
Daniel. Oh, get off the phone!
Yeah! I'm trying to chat!
We gotta also shout out to our pal Justin, who's not here.
Oh, Justin Anderson.
Justin's grounded.
Such a badass punk. He's grounded.
Why was he grounded?
He did too much math. Yeah. He did so much math that his parents were just like, you're getting better than us. And we all know parents want to stop us from getting better than them.
Yeah, exactly. His parents got divorced and his dad is the wrestling coach.
Yeah.
What a job.
That guy makes me sweat.
Yeah. Honestly, because...
In gym, not during wrestling, because you do not do wrestling.
Yeah. Nope, never done it. Yeah.
Daniel, do you want to ask any questions before we sign out?
Also, one more thing. Yes, Justin's dad yelled at me one time because I tried to make his little sister say penis. It was so funny to hear a little kid say penis.
Yeah. That's rebel activity.
Yeah.
Right, but we've learned to be more respectful since then.
Yeah.
You guys are really hardcore.
Yeah.
So, guys, if anyone wants to listen to your music, where can they go?
Oh, good question.
Well, we have a website called mydarklittlecorner.com that Justin made with HTML code.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And also we play a lot at Magnet Theater in Midtown Manhattan.
Okay.
It's okay because, I mean, it's near the Garden, which is pretty cool. We're going to play there someday.
Yeah. Nice.
I think that's...
Also, whenever you hear a crow cry in a darkened sky, that's us.
I thought that was Eric Draven.
What?
Yeah.
It's us too.
Yeah.
It's us and Eric Draven on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, this is Nerd New York with...
My Dark Little Corner!